This is JIS News. Coming up, government moves to strengthen regulations for the gasoline distribution industry. CSE urges consumers to be wary of same-day loans and more Jamaicans accessing potable water. The news in detail after the break.
Imagine a rugged landscape, lush forests, springs and cascading waterfalls, evidence of the pristine surroundings of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains, the location that centuries ago became the territory of the Windward Maroons and national heroine Queen Nanny, which earned Jamaica its first World Heritage property in July 2015.
Partner with us in safeguarding this distinctive heritage of Jamaica and the world. Contact Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust at 960-2848 or blueandjonquilmountains.org. Brought to you by the Ministry of Youth and Culture and UNESCO Cluster Office.
Now the news. Government is taking steps to bolster the regulation of the gasoline distribution industry in the wake of the recent events which saw contaminated fuel being sold to consumers. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says there'll be greater insistence on proper record keeping and regular audits for players involved in the trade.
As it now is, the law mandates some elements of the trade to be involved in data collection and auditing. Going forward, we are going to require that every single person who comes in contact with this trade will be required to keep proper accounting information that will be subject to auditing so that we can trace the product from importation or from delivery at the loading rack.
The government will also be insisting on the use of tracking devices to verify the chain of custody of petroleum products. There'll also be regular inspections of service stations. Mr. Paulwell adds that steps are being taken to increase the fines and prison terms for offences related to the importation of fuel. The Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, is urging consumers to exercise caution when considering same-day loans, also referred to as payday loans or quick loans. Director of Communication at the CAC, Latoya Halstead, says while these loans might seem attractive, it's important that consumers ensure that the deals being offered are realistic and are not predatory loans by companies, some of which are not regulated.
Some of the things that we would urge you to do, apart from considering whether or not you really need the loan, is to review the terms and conditions, factor in whether or not it's an add-on or reducing balance type of interest. There's also the issue of processing fees.
Ms. Halstead, who was speaking in an interview with JIS News, added that predatory companies often charge exorbitant processing fees as well as additional fees, sometimes adding up to as much as $10,000. The CAC recommends that consumers approach institutions such as credit unions, commercial banks, and thrift society institutions to access loans because these are regulated entities which have a system in place to enable redress and having matters addressed. More Jamaicans are now accessing quality potable water as a result of improved infrastructure to harness and deliver the commodity. General Manager for Engineering at the Rural Water Supply Limited, Douglas Wilson, says the agency has put in place critical water systems to allow Jamaicans increased access.
We had completed close to 30 tanks this year, and those have made a significant impact.
Mr. Wilson adds that thousands of Jamaicans in drought-affected parishes now have piped water as a result of rehabilitation work on catchment tanks and the completion of several small water systems. This includes residents in Westmoreland, St. Elizabeth, Clarendon, Manchester, and St. Anne. In the meantime, General Manager for Engineering at the Rural Water Supply Limited, Douglas Wilson, says improvement works have been completed in several communities across Jamaica. These include Cassava Pond and Farkett Lane in St. Catherine, Maho Ridge to Garlands and Gutters in St. James, Hagley's Gap, Carrick Hill, Penlyn Castle in St. Thomas, and Haining in Portland. Mr. Wilson says communities in Westmoreland and St. Thomas should see the completion of more water supply projects in the new year. Among these are Pear Tree River, Richmond Hill, and Lionel in eastern St. Thomas, Landui in western St. Thomas, and Belle Isle in Westmoreland. The Rural Water Supply Limited has already spent some $100 million on water projects with funding from the government and international financiers, such as the Inter-American Development Bank. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.